So the offseason is upon us. OTAs are over, minicamp is over, and Kyle, now that we head into the dead of summer where the players leave and we wait for the beginning of training camp, we try and make some determinations out here. Can't make a lot. The players were out here in only helmets, no pads. There's only so much they could do, but there are some things that stuck out. I know for me, number one, it's number one draft pick Hassan Reddick. Here's a guy who I think we all thought was going to make some kind of impact this year, but the fact that Deion Buchanan had ankle surgery, here's a guy who had to step right into the first unit, working next to Carlos Dansby. He's now a guy who's probably going to start at least when training camp begins. We'll see where Buchanan is in terms of his rehab. But he's a guy who may start the regular season, and after 2 years of having first-round picks redshirt, you feel a little bit more comfortable if you have to drop a rookie in there.
Yeah, and one of the biggest developments to me was John Brown getting back to health. He had so many struggles last year. Sickle cell trait really slowed him down, and then they found a cyst on his spine, which he was able to get removed. He said it feels a ton better. Just seeing him run out there, it seemed like he had that extra gear back. The offense was missing that last year, so if he can be healthy, he can go back to what he was the first 2 years. That's a big plus for the offense.
On the other side of the ball, Robert Kimdichie in that defensive line. Everybody's going to talk about the loss of Calais Campbell, and that's a legitimate point of contention for a lot of people. But I think Robert Kimdichie is smart enough. I've talked to him enough times that he understands not only what his role might be, but that he needs to step up. I mean, he's a former first-round pick. I think he understands that. And I think overall, the defensive line with Brenson Buckner is going to make sure that they do any replacing of Calais Campbell by committee.
There's a lot of attention paid on those top picks and the stars, but there's also the guys fighting to make the team. A guy like cornerback Eli Buka has showed up in the offseason. Linebacker Scooby Wright has done a good job of making himself known. So it'll be fun to see the competition, but those are two names that have stood out, and they look like they might be on track to make the team if they can keep it up.